Bringing sports your way every day right here on 1700 The Champ AM, 101.3 FM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ and at Steen on Sports. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ. The website, 1700thechamp.com. Northern Iowa gave it a run. They gave it a run today. A great game for Northern Iowa. They lose by 6 to Bradley. Bowen Bourne, 34 points today. Congrats to the Panthers. Congrats to J.W. Cox for doing a great job. It's not easy following somebody, you know, a Hall of Famer and calling games. And he did that and did a great job. So Northern Iowa is going to bounce back. They're going to have a good team next year and be ready to go. Bradley's a tough out. Bulldogs are coming up here in a few. So we'll try to keep everybody up to date. Iowa Hawkeye women play at 5:30. I do believe they play Penn State. Oh, they play Purdue. I apologize. They play Purdue. Want to thank all of our sponsors of our show: Northwest Bank, Woodman Controls, Des Moines Orthopedic Centers, Heritage Building Maintenance, and Palmer Group. Couldn't do this show without them. Let's see here. Saturday, you're going to get the OVC Championship game at 6:45. And then we'll carry, I think they're still going to carry the championship game, it looks like, for Arch Madness. Next week begins conference championships for Big Ten and the Southern Conference championship games. Wednesday, the Big Ten tournament begins. So have all that coming up. Been a crazy day, right? Sports-wise, a lot of things out there. I don't think I'm still, and I have a little bit more detail now. If I can pull it up here on the team, you're having the combine right now. You're getting ready to have the drafts coming up in a month and a half, and you had these team report cards coming out. They finally put one out that went through and gave all the different scores. And this is what they base these report cards on: treatment of families. And I think that's ticket wise. You know, there's a lot of different things that you do in the NFL and or in all professional sports and in dealing with families. Food service and nutrition, weight room, strength coaches, training room, training staff, locker room, and team travel. And a lot of people were talking about this today, and so I'm going to throw my two cents in too. You know, you would expect that the teams with the biggest report cards would be teams that are winning, teams that have been winning lately. And you would think that, you know, you would be void of those teams on the bottom. And sometimes that's true. I'm going to give you the top two teams, and I'm going to give you the bottom two teams. And then we'll kind of decipher in between. The Vikings were the number one team so this was a players union. So all the players voted on treatment of families, food service, weight room, strength and conditioning, or strength coaches, training staff, training room, locker room, team travel. The Minnesota Vikings got A's in everything. They had some A minuses, but they had three A pluses: training room, training staff, and locker room for the Minnesota Vikings. The Miami Dolphins were second. They had A pluses in weight room, strength coaches, training room, training staff, and locker room. Their low mark was a C plus on treatment of families. The Raiders were next. The Texans were next. The Texans came in fourth. I thought that was surprising. And I've always said, when you, what they have lacked at certain times was I think the biggest issue the Texans have was player personnel and free agent spending of money, which isn't on this. But for facilities and treatment, they did really well. The Cowboys did really well. I think you can understand all that. The thing that surprised me about, so the two low scores for the Dallas Cowboys were training room got a B and travel got a C minus. That seems odd to me that they would not have a good travel arrangement. This one was surprising to me because of just based solely on dollars available. Sometimes the Green Bay Packers averaged pretty much either A's or B pluses all the way across. San Francisco 49ers had one low grade. That was a C plus in training room. The New York Giants were all A's and B's. The Buffalo Bills had two low scores. Food service and nutrition was a C, and travel was a D plus. Travel out of Buffalo is not easy either. So I guess I don't know what I think about all of that. The New Orleans Saints for food service had an F. Everything else was either an A or a B plus. The Seattle Seahawks were B's and A's all the way across, except for team travel. The Carolina Panthers were A's and B's all across, except for food service and nutrition. The Bears had a C minus in treatment of families, a D plus in nutrition, and a C minus in team travel. So if you look at this as a whole, and I'll get down to the bottom ones here in just a second. The lowest scores would have went for food service and nutrition. We'll talk about that. Treatment of families was a close, they were third. Team travel was the next, and team travel gave food service and nutrition a pretty good run for their money. As did training room. The highest graded is strength coaches. Only one team, actually, two teams were below a B. The Atlanta Falcons were a D minus, and the Baltimore Ravens were an F minus. That's not good when you get an F minus on anything. So the big discussion, some of the bottom teams. So here were the bottom teams: the Commanders, the Cardinals, the Chargers, the Chiefs, the Jags, the Bengals, the Buccaneers, the Rams, the Patriots, and the Falcons, the Steelers, Browns, and Broncos. That'd be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. That's the 15. So, you know, some of these aren't surprising. The Arizona Cardinals, it's always been that way with the Bidwells and the ownership group. They got an A minus on strength coaches. They got a B plus on training staff, and they got a B plus on team travel. The Washington Commanders got an A plus on strength coaches and everything else. Oh, I take that back. They got a C plus in the weight room. Everything else were either F's or D's. And you wonder, I mean, really think about that. Ron Rivera, Eric Bieniemy now coming in, and that team, and the records that they have had in the past few years, even with injuries and items like that, and that is what they think of their organization. And they're still fighting for their organization. I don't think the Cardinals are fighting for their organization. The Kansas City Chief one really floored me. They had a B in treatment of families. They had an A minus in strength coaches. And they had a C plus in weight room. Everything else for the Kansas City Chiefs were D's and F's. And that's your Super Bowl champion two out of the last 3 years. Cincinnati Bengals were low in a lot of areas, except for strength coaches and training staff. The Patriots were training staff. Like we said, training staff, except for the Ravens and the Falcons, were almost all B pluses and above. So that leaves you to think that there are so many different things that go in to having a winning football team. You know, it's coaching. It's general managers and rosters. I think rosters and coaching are two of the most important things. In that roster, if you look at the NFL, you have to have a QB1. You have to. If you don't have a QB1, see, that's the thing. You can be at the bottom of this list, but the Chargers have a QB1, the Chiefs have a QB1, the Jags have a QB1, the Bengals have a QB1. If you have that, you can't correlate this list to the rest. So it's the roster as a whole, but QB1s, a coaching staff, how good a general manager that you have. And then the rest of these just kind of, they fill in. The thing that I am most shocked about when I look at this list, and I think it's important to look at these lists, is yes, the NFL play the least amount of games, but the physicality of play and the hits and all of that combined, the fact that you could, that some of your lowest scores are for training room and for food service and nutrition. And the locker room failed in half of the NFL. So someplace where you spend all your time, trainers and training staff and training room and travel. Now, it doesn't always correlate. I mean, the Vikings, the Dolphins, the Cowboys, 49ers, Giants, all made the playoffs. Dolphins made the playoffs. So out of that, you know, the grouping on top, if you take the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, the New Orleans Saints would be 10. The Saints did not make the playoffs, and Cowboys and the Texans. And I guess that's another one for me too, right? Is I think the Houston Texans got the right coach coming in. I think they have the right offensive staff coming in. So maybe they're looking up. Maybe things are going to get better for the Houston Texans. It wasn't that long ago that they were a playoff team. But it shows you it's a multi-billion dollar sports organization. All of your owners are billionaires. And they struggle spending money on things that you would think would be the easiest thing in the world to take care of. It just floors me that's out there. That it could be, you know, the difference between you winning and losing are some of these items, and there are teams that are really, really bad at it. And I guess I just don't understand how you can have that big a disconnect. Some of the other things that are out there today, just looking at the Las Vegas Raiders are getting ready to franchise tag Josh Jacobs. That sets his salary for the next 2 years. And I do believe that tag is, it's between $13 and $15 million. I think he would have liked to have a little bit more than that. The NFL is not that anymore. The NFL is not I'm paying my running back league. I think Saquon Barkley's going to find that out. I think a lot of other people are going to find that out. And I think there are teams out there you can blame for that. One is the Kansas City Chiefs, who could have three running backs, even though they had one in the first round with Hilaire. but they had two others that they got in later rounds, and they are just dynamite in how good they are. You know, and that's one of the things that I believe maybe wasn't in this Players Association poll, but, you know, getting somebody in the late rounds isn't something that the Players Association cares about. What the Players Association cares about is facilities, how well you're treated, dollars, but it's a very interesting thing that you can have some of the really good. I mean, seriously, once again, I'm such a Kansas City Chief, you know, we're a Kansas City Chief affiliate. I love watching the Kansas City Chiefs. They had D's and F's in half. And once again, if you're looking at that list, coaching, general manager, roster, QB1. They have great coaching. They have a great general manager. They have a great roster that they turn over quite regularly. And they have the QB1 of all QB1s. So all the rest of the stuff is just gravy. But on these teams that you don't have that, that's going to be hard to keep people. And that's what makes free agency so important, is you have a lot of these teams that can't keep their people. And it's not always just about winning. You're listening to Steen on Sports. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 1700 The Champ, AM 101.3 FM. B Styles coming in today at 521. I'll be back right after this break.
You're listening to Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ, real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Friday. Hope everybody's had a good day. Weekend coming up. Basketball galore. NBA. Golf. NASCAR. Indy Racing League. Formula One getting ready to go. Baseball right around the corner. Man, we got some sports. NCAA tournament, men's and women's. Conference tournaments are all either going right now or getting ready to start. On next Tuesday, Selection Sunday, a little over a week away. Best time of year. The absolute best time of year. You're listening to Steen on Sports. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 1700 The Champ, AM 101.3 FM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports and at 1700 The Champ. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ as well. This segment is going to be brought to you by Northwest Bank. Commitment that you can bank on, taking care of your personal, business, mortgage, agriculture, private banking, wealth management, and insurance needs every day your way. Locations in West Des Moines, 2 in Ankeny, 1 in Ames, 3 locations in Omaha, and many across the northwest side of the state. Check out Northwest Bank's mobile app for ease of doing banking whenever your phone is in your hand. Also, take advantage of applying online for loans from Northwest Bank. Or you can go through their friendly drive-through, or you can go inside and say hello to everybody and have them greet you inside with a smiling face and all the answers that you need. Once again, don't wait and open up an account with Northwest Bank. Commitment that you can count on. Member FDIC. Huh. Okay. Let's just talk about a few things. Once again, UNI loses by 6 to Bradley today. Bradley, number one in the Missouri Valley, number one seed in the tournament. What we're hoping for is Bradley's safe. I think Drake needs a couple of wins. I hope Drake gets in. If there was ever a time of the year that Drake needs to, I mean, if you're looking at North Carolina and the way North Carolina played this year, and you're looking at the Drake Bulldogs, they're 20 wins. And ability to win a couple of games in the tournament, I mean, I think it's a no-brainer. But you never know if there was, this is my true feeling. There's never been a time in NCAA basketball that giving more credence to some of these lower level teams and it's not based on a Power Five conference. The talent is there, the experience is there. They need to be in there, and I hope they get there. I shouldn't even have to be saying that on the radio. They should be an automatic lock right now. on a lot of things, they're not an automatic lock as of right now. Some Iowa Hawkeyes, some Iowa State Cyclones doing themselves well in the combine. Jack Campbell had a really good day. I think he ran better than what people thought. McDonald for Iowa State, he is a man amongst boys. He is just moving up, and that is a lot of that's a lot of guy. It's going to be very interesting. Xavier Hutchinson is going to get his chance. Riley Moss is going to get his chance. I think the tight ends, Luke Van Ness had a good day. I mean, it's just, it's all the way through, and that's pretty exciting for everybody. Here's a couple of just weird things that just have. Just have me a little. I'm trying to think them through. Let's start with Ja Morant, and this happened to be two or three, like the third. There was a little bit of an article on ESPN, a little bit in CBS. Social media is out there. Ja Morant, down in Memphis, the face of Memphis. I stated on the show the other day that when we went down for the bowl game down in Memphis, we had a blast. And you know, I think Memphis is even getting better. But Ja Morant is, I mean, Ja Morant is the face of that organization. $200 million contract, a Nike shoe contract, a Powerade deal, all kinds of opportunity, and he just has. He's got some people questioning his character and his temperament. Now, do I agree with that? I think some of it is he wants to be seen as that type of person. You're not going to bully me. You're not going to push me around. I'm tougher than you. It doesn't help you. That's sometimes when you have to take a step back and you have to go, okay. That's not helping my $200 million contract if I act this way. It's not helping my Nike contract. It's not helping my Powerade contract. I thought that was kind of interesting today that has been playing out that way. CJ Stroud had some interesting things to say today. I think the best thing that he said today is. For the last 2 years, I think I've been the best quarterback in college football, and I think I've been the best player in college football. I like that. I think that's outstanding. What everybody is going through with Young from Alabama, Bryce Young, guys. Yes, he's probably going to measure 5'10" and a half and 192. You know, that's Doug Flutie range. I watched Doug Flutie in college. It was a different time. I watched him in the pros. It's a different time. If you watched him play for Alabama, he runs a pro-style offense. He has pro-style wide receivers. He always has the ball on target. It's easy to catch. It is amazing how well the young man plays that position under that pressure. But yes, he's not big. And the issue that you have with someone like that is when you're looking at the top of the draft order, you have some teams that aren't very good. I mean, that is your biggest issue that you have is can they protect him? And I don't know if they can protect him. And I know that sounds crazy, but and listen, he's gonna go. The Chicago Bears are not drafting a quarterback. I've been listening all day to where they, you know, what is Justin Fields? Well, Justin Fields with talent. Is Lamar Jackson. He's the closest thing to Lamar Jackson that's out there right now. The only difference is Lamar Jackson went to the Baltimore Ravens, who, yes, after the fact, they haven't given him much to work with, but he did have a very good football team with a very good organization, and a lot of these quarterbacks don't. The Houston Texans, I unless someone jumps over the Houston Texans, man, I don't – if it was me, I don't know who I would draft. And that's probably driving some of the people that are listening crazy. And I apologize. I understand he was at Alabama. He throws. I watched C.J. Stroud against Georgia and thought, okay, the kid can play. He's proven it time in and time out. Can he beat Michigan? I don't know if that's a C.J. thing or a Ryan Day thing. And that's the stuff that came out today, right? Well, maybe it's Ryan Day's offense that makes C.J. Stroud good. Okay, well, if you're gonna say that about him, and you're gonna nitpick on size for Young, you're gonna nitpick on maybe this is Ryan Day and not just C.J. Stroud. Maybe they just had more talent. I mean, come on. I feel for the young man, because to him, You are saying, you know, we just don't know if we believe in you or not. And when you watch him play, you do. Now, I had a little bit of issue today when he was comparing himself to people, or who he looked up to, or who he wants to be like. And I don't know if exactly he said who he wants to be like. But one of them was Michael Vick, and the other was Deshaun Watson. Now, I'm cutting C.J. Stroud some slack because he picked those two because the frames are a lot alike. The maneuverability is a lot alike. One of the things that C.J. Stroud was asked today, how come you didn't run more at Ohio State? And he said, I didn't have to run more. Even if I was moved out of the pocket, I still felt that I could throw the ball downfield further than I could take off running and take a hit. I wish more people would think that way, and I wish more people would coach that way. I think that's the exact thing to do. It was just weird by seeing those two individuals who in their own times and everything on football playing only, both are really, really good quarterbacks, and you couldn't go wrong by following in their footsteps on how they played quarterback. But they both have other issues that CJ probably didn't need to be, you know, compared to. And I don't think that was exactly fair to him. And I hope that it doesn't stick that way, because it's not right. The other, I have a couple more. I heard today, and I've heard for the past week, little NBA, right? So the top three individuals for the top three in the MVP race just after the All-Star break. So we're a little more than halfway through the NBA season. Is Nikola Jokic, Giannis, and Jason Tatum. And I don't think you could go wrong with any of the three. But if you listen to NBA insiders, you listen to ESPN, you listen to TNT, you listen to Charles Barkley, you listen to Kenny Smith, Shaq didn't say this, you listen to some of the guys on ESPN. Nikola Jokic is, if he can't get his team to the finals, he shouldn't be winning MVPs. And my head explodes when I hear stuff like that. I almost said bleep, crap. I can't take it. This is what he does in the regular season. It's 82 games. He doesn't miss games. He doesn't take games off. He doesn't rest. And what he does is he scores. He's scoring 20. He's averaging a triple-double. He's averaging 24, 12, and 10. He has a ton of triple doubles, and people say that all he's doing is padding his stats. No, what he's doing is winning basketball games by being a great scorer, an unorthodox scorer, a great passer, and a brilliant rebounder for the number one team in the West. That's what he is. Giannis is doing that. And him and Jason Tatum, that's the problem that they have right now, is that's the number one and number two teams in the eastern part of the NBA. And they both are having magnificent seasons. Jason Tatum is blossoming right in front of our eyes. And Giannis is continuing to make his game better. His free throws are better. His 16-foot jump shot is better. He ever learns how to hit a three every now and then, there's no way in the world you can guard him. And Jason Tatum is a five-tool, unbelievable basketball player. But you're nitpicking the Joker that he's padding his stats. How is getting a guy an assist to score a bucket for a win padding your stats? Is he when he's going for rebounds, is he knocking people down to get rebounds? Does he need to score more? I mean, if he was scoring more, you'd say, well, you know what? He needs to have they need to have more people scoring to make them a better contender. Listen, there are times that the Denver Nuggets, depending on who they're playing, they don't match up physically with some teams. Maybe some of the teams that have made it to the finals in the last couple of years. Trust me, the Phoenix Suns with Devin Booker and Kevin Durant, I don't know how you stop those two. And to be really honest with you, the one that you're going to have to stop the most is Kevin Durant, and that's going to leave Devin Booker open for shots. I think Devin Booker may be the biggest of any kind of trade that's been happening in the NBA. He might excel the most because teams are going to have to do more and work more towards Kevin Durant. And Devin Booker is a 29-point-a-game scorer and is taking them to deep runs in the playoffs. It's very exciting what's going to happen in the NBA in the next couple of weeks. You get two or three, you have to make your move here in the next 2 to 3 weeks. And it's going to be very interesting. And you have injuries out there, and you have, the whole management, risk management, trying not to get hurt. It's a big deal. You're listening to Steen on Sports. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 1700 The Champ AM, 101.3 FM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. B-Styles coming in at 5:21 today. You got me for a few more segments. Last segment of this first hour coming up next.
Three, Iowa Sports. Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real Sports Talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Friday. Drive home safely. Getting close to a little happy hour time. Need to get you home. Get you home safe. You're listening to Steen on Sports. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports and at 1700 The Champ. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ, and the website 1700thechamp.com. Had to make sure that I had my stuff going today because I want to make sure that I have this in my repertoire as we continue. So I'm
score one for Steen.
We do. There it is, right there. It's good to go. Okay. This segment is going to be brought to you by Woodman Controls. Woodman Controls Company is Iowa's intelligent building solution company. Provides, designs, engineers, installs programs and services, HVAC, lighting, card access, and camera controls. For the entire state of Iowa, they can fully automate your building and improve efficiency, comfort, and security. Located in Ankeny, Iowa, you can go to woodmancontrols.com to check out everything that they do, and we said above, but also you can look at some of the opportunities that are available in development, project management, field or service technicians, and many more for an outstanding automation machinery manufacturing company. It's a great company, growing company, expanding company, somebody that if that doing stuff like that interests you, you should be paying attention to, and you should be going to woodmancontrols.com and checking that out. Okay. Just wanted to finish up a little bit in some of the things that we've been talking about. One is Bill Finley today said that Stephanie Soares does want to come back for another season, said they have filed the paperwork or getting ready to file the paperwork to ask for another season of eligibility. She lost her season due to a knee injury. I would love to say that I have utter and nothing but trust that the NCAA will do the right thing. And I would be lying because I don't think that's true. But hopefully, things are changing a little bit when you have what does that matter? It just doesn't. It doesn't matter. She didn't get to play her full season because she had a knee injury. Let her come back and play. I don't understand the weirdness to all that. This is the other one that I'm trying to work myself through, is the NCAA Rules Committee has announced major changes to speed up college football games. As someone who watches a lot of college football, I guess I don't realize it. Even if I'm at home, maybe one of the reasons I'm bouncing around, I'm watching two or three different TVs, and maybe I'm just not getting it. If I'm sitting in the stadium and it's gorgeous, I don't care how long the games are. With Jennifer and I, and when we go to Iowa State games, we were lucky enough to team up with another couple that were in Sioux Cup. So if it's gorgeous outside, I don't care how long the games are. And if it's not gorgeous outside, I don't care because I'm in Sioux Cup and it's nice and warm, and I don't care how long the games are. But these are things that I did not know. I did not know that if you get a first down, that the clock stops. Never paid that much attention. They are no longer going to do that. No untimed down at the end of the first and third quarters. No consecutive timeouts and no clock stoppage after gaining a first down, all the way through up till the last 2 minutes. The last 2 minutes of each half, if you get a first down, the clock will stop. It makes sense. And you don't think it's a big deal that baseball is going to take 24 to 32 minutes off their games. If college football takes, you know, and you see the one thing that they're not doing is they're not cutting down commercials that we're waiting for as we're in the stadium waiting for the television stations to come back on. They're not doing that. But I guess I'm okay with that. I don't think it's that big a deal. But anything that can speed the game up a little bit, I guess that's fine. Here's one, and it's Friday, and we always want to give some love out to some NCAA players, right? That are doing amazing things. Well, this happens to be one, and in my world, he's a superstar. But once you hear the name, he's known for other things as well. But Mr. Blake Clark, Iowa State Cyclone holder, extraordinaire, by the way, is recognized as a recipient of the prestigious Dr. Gerald Lagg Academic Achievement Award. It is the Big 12 Conference highest academic honor. So not only a great teammate, great at what he does in being a holder, which if any of us wanted to go and see how not easy it is, go try it. And just a great kid and a super intelligent, nice. I mean, I can't say enough nice things about him. He's just a great kid. And his sister might be Caitlin Clark. So, you know, you can kind of feel for him there too. You know, you have one of the most recognizable, sisters in the world. But he is a great kid, and that is, I mean, seriously, folks, the highest academic honor in the Big 12. Congratulations to Blake. I think that is unbelievably cool that he has gotten to that point. Nick Saban in the news, as always. So the SEC is going to a 9-game schedule when Oklahoma and Texas come next year. And with that being said, they're in that 9-game rotation, they're giving each SEC team their 3 teams that they will play every year. Just throw some out here. Texas A&M gets LSU, Texas, and Mississippi State. Texas gets Oklahoma, Texas A&M, and Arkansas. Oklahoma gets Texas, Missouri, and Florida. Here's where it starts to get funny. Auburn gets Alabama, Georgia, and Vanderbilt. Georgia gets Auburn, Florida, and Kentucky. And Alabama gets Auburn, Tennessee, and LSU. And Nick Saban is not happy because when I go down through here and I'm looking, everybody has 2. And then one that is, yes, it is a rival, but it's not like the others. But for Alabama, Auburn, Tennessee, and LSU are 3 of their biggest games. And that's going to be every year. Well, Nick. And you do think very highly of yourself as a coach and as an organization that even after having 2 losses and not very good losses, and you say, well, we were only a couple of plays away from having no losses, even though you were a couple of plays away from having 5 losses, deal with it. I don't have sympathy for one Nick Saban. Here's a really interesting one. NCAA basketball champions over the last, and let me tell you here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, last 13 years. So from 2000, maybe 2010, but I'll say 2009. There is no winners past going west, past Kansas and Baylor. Your winners are Kansas, Baylor, Florida, Louisville, Kentucky, Michigan State, Syracuse, UConn, Villanova, Maryland, Virginia, Duke, and Carolina. And I, for one, really, truthfully believe that's going to change. I think the whole landscape of college athletics is going to change. I think the going to a bigger size tournament for NCAA football is going to change the way football is being played. I think going to closer and in this upcoming, I got about 30 seconds left in this next segment at the top of the hour, I'm going to talk about some of the things that what's happening with the Pac-12, what's happening with the Big 12, what maybe the Big 10 may be looking at, what is SEC looking at, what is the ACC going to do? I think that is the biggest question mark out there, is what is the ACC going to do? And as always, what is Notre Dame going to do? But when you take a look at this in basketball, you would think that unlike football, the NCAA, I mean, that's different winners in a lot of different spots. Coming from some different conferences, I do believe, I truly do, that this year the NCAA tournament is going to be the best that it's ever been. I hope that's the case. You're listening to Scene on Sports. We're bringing sports your way every way, every day, and every way, right here on 1700 The Champ AM, 101.3 FM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans.